Herbie, we hear about people that just work hard. You know, you hear about them, the go-getters of the world. We try. Monday to Friday, between the hours that we're supposed to be.
But we do like a rest. We go with the belief that we've earned one.
Yeah, that's right.
But then there's some people who they've earned their break and their rest, but they choose not to take it.
That's right. And that person is Louis Zacca from the newsroom on his day off again.
Hello.
He's back in Cape Rock. And Amanda's doesn't. He loves it here.
You are a sensational human, even better worker.
Well, where else would you want to be? Hanging out
this
with you
true.
Guys? Yeah. Good fun.
That's it. Monday to Friday, 100%.
But you're looking sharp. Mm. You've got a very nice attire on. Is this for a special occasion?
And I shaved too. Mm. There was a special guest came to town today and I heard about it yesterday and I thought, I can't let this pass. I've got to chat to the big man, the leader of our great nation, Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
ScoMo. Where was he?
He's out at Charlemont. He was to talk about the new, or the continuation of their, I won't bore you with the details, but basically they make it easy for people to buy their first home. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a 20% deposit. They do a 5% deposit. So I've used that.
Okay.
That's how I got my place. So fantastic. But I thought, while I've got him, and look, there's a bit of an audience there. ABC News 24 was there. Sky News, Channel 9, Channel 7 had come from Melbourne for this.
He's the leader of our country.
Yeah.
ScoMo, he's here.
I positioned myself well, so I was nice and close to the great man. And that when I would ask a question, it would come over the top of all the other journalists. Shut up, I'm asking a question.
I am Louis Zacca.
And, let's just find out what I had to ask him.
Prime Minister, Geelong Council's put a feasibility study into a big ute for the region. A big ute. A ute on a pole is a bit of a tourist attraction.
Right.
It's got the support of Daniel Andrews. It's got the support of Anthony Albanese. Do you support a big ute for Geelong as a tourist attraction?
Well, I love utes. How good are utes? And how good would a big ute be? That's what I'd say. Look, I think that's one of the sort of iconic nature of Australian tourist attractions. Or anywhere in the country. I remember driving up the Pacific Highway in New South Wales and there was the big oyster and the big prawn and the big banana and all of these things. I think it's one of the amusing elements of these things, and I think it's done with tongue-in-cheek as well, which is, I think, very consistent with the Australian sense of humour.
Take a bit of umbrage to that, though.
Mm. Oh,
tongue-in-cheek?
No,
this is serious, ScoMo.
This is serious. But he also likes it.
He likes it.
Yeah. He didn't say, no, I don't have time for this, none of that.
No.
He was going, he could have gone on for hours, I reckon.
I mean, there was no yes to it, but that's what I
feel like
up.
His yes has to be very cautious, because if it's yes, then it's on paper, you know. It's.
He did say he loves utes, and obviously that's why he's against electronic vehicles. But I mean, that's you have kahunas of steel.
Well, I
was feeling awkward for you, and you just talked over all these serious. You are a serious journalist. Don't get me wrong, but I'm just saying they're coming for
maybe more pressing issues.
Barnaby Joyce's COVID and Novak Djokovic.
No.
He's in our turf. You play by our rules.
Amen. Man. And I'm calling it, Louis. You've got the PM support for our big 1934 Ford ute.
I think you're going to have to be there with us on the day code and the ceremony. That is going to be fantastic. Wow, ScoMo as well. We've got them all.
Thank you labor. So much, Louis.
Well done.
Driving you home, 3 to 7 p.m. weekdays. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.